Well, hello everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's Success Circle Q&A call. And this is Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates, and I want to welcome all new members to the call. If this is your first call, what is the purpose of a Q&A call? Well, the purpose of a Q&A call is to ask any questions that you have as you work through the Entrepreneurial Edge System Implementation Program, or otherwise known as the Self-Study Program. And I know some of you may have questions as we go along. And so that's the purpose of these calls. Also, with the Business Accelerator calls that happen every first or second Tuesday of each month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, you might have questions that came up because of that. So this is what this call is for, is to answer those questions. Excuse me for just a second. Sorry about that. Got a little tickle in my throat. So if you're just joining us, you're on the Q&A call. And I just want to also remind everyone about some of the changes that are happening, exciting changes that are happening in the Success Circle. First of all, we are launching the Influencers Exchange. What is the Influencers Exchange? Well, the Influencers Exchange is replacing the Q&A calls. The Q&A calls, what we've noticed is we have the same questions over and over. So we're actually keeping the audio library, Q&A library open on the Success Circle site so that you can tap into it and get any of your questions answered. But we also noticed that people were wanting more to grow their influence. So we're starting the Influencers Exchange this year. And this is going to put your referral marketing on steroids. And so you'll have the opportunity each month to come on as many calls, influencer exchange calls, as you want. And this will help you grow your network. Why? Because you're going to be networking with other Success Circle members and be able to cross-promote, pass referrals, and get to know people not only in your own area but around the world. So I'm really excited about launching that. We're going to make the official announcement at the Live Wake Up Profitable Intensive that is happening April 25th through the 27th. So real excited about that change. A lot of other exciting changes happening within the Success Circle that we'll also be announcing at the live event. In terms of upcoming events, I want to remind everybody that March 12th, mark your calendar, March 12th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Business Accelerator Call, Pinterest for Business. So my guest, Laura Rubenstein, who's a social media expert, is going to share with you all about Pinterest. Why, you know, what is pinning, who's pinning, all of the really great stuff. So you'll get to hear more about that in our next Business Accelerator call. So real excited about that. And let's see here. And Laura, by the way, is also coming back in April to talk more about her getting down to business on Facebook. So we're going to have some back-to-back social media marketing expertise in the next two Success Circle Business Accelerator calls. So I'm real excited about that because, you know, it's very interesting what's happening with Pinterest and who's on Pinterest. Now, I always look at it from a standpoint of people's natural hardwiring, too. So there's certain hardwiring that is going to naturally be attracted to Pinterest. So we're going to talk all about that in March's segment of the Business Accelerator call. All right, what other events that are coming? Well, that's it for now. Those are the events, so make sure that you mark your calendars. Now, we've got a couple of calls. A couple of questions that came in today that I want to answer. First one up is Gail. So, Gail, thank you so much for sending in your question. And the question is, hey, how do I get my first customer when I have no track record? And that's a great question. Because you're wondering, gee, you know, I don't really even, I've just established my business. How am I going to get that? Well, first of all, there's a mindset involved here. And one of the mistakes that I made is early on is that, you know, I'm thinking it's all about me. it's really all about your prospect. And your prospect is more concerned with the transformation they're going to make by working with you. So really focus on the transformation that they're going to have when they work with you. Now, if you typically have experience that you are, like previous experience that was an, and what you're doing now is an extension of what you did before, then say to the person, hey, I've had X amount of experience in this area, and that maybe you've only been doing your business for a short time. It doesn't mean that you're not legitimate. You could have very well have all this, you know, 20 years, 15 years of experience in your background, but yet you're doing it in your own business for a short period of time, but you have an extensive background in this area. So it all depends on how you position it that works with your background and your experience and how you position that to the client. Many people really don't care how long you've been in business. What's important to them is how long you may have been doing your profession. Now, the first thing, though, that you may think of is, gee, I don't have any testimonials. So when you first get started, maybe you even want to barter services with someone to get a couple of people that can experience your services. So this is especially true with coaches or consultants or maybe even chiropractors or, you know, maybe as a, you know, as a coach, you can take them through the process, or a hypnotherapist, and you can take them through the process. And so when you have a number of people that have agreed to maybe barter services with you, then you're getting some testimonials from them as well on your, and you're building up that those testimonials for the clients that are going to come on and work with you. So that can initially help you get started and get your business going, so that if people do ask you, you know, how long you've been in business, you can also show them all the other people that you've worked with, that you bartered with. They don't necessarily know that, but you've bartered with them, and you've gotten some practical work experience as well. Also, to look at a, you know, to when you get new clients, it's also important, and as you work through, you know, step number two of systematizing and monetizing your business through the Entrepreneurial Edge System, Gail, you'll notice that how do you set up your lineup of products and services? So it becomes a not a question of if I'm going to work with you. The question then becomes, in which package or program am I going to work with you? And so so when you're looking at your first customer, look at the systematic process and the way that you enroll them into your programs. So first and foremost, how are you pre-educating them? How are you pre-qualifying them? Do you have your lead generation system set up yet so that you can do that? Once you do, you know, what is the next step in them doing business with you? Do you have a get acquainted or a discovery session that you work with? And then from there, or is it a workshop? Do they get into your workshop first? And then from there, then you talk to them about your different programs and services. So make sure that you have the process that's clear, your enrollment process of how you bring them through your sales flow. Because when you do, when you have that set up, when you have some people under your belt, whether it was bartered or not, then you can feel more confident, and it doesn't matter the amount of time that you've been in, and you position yourself well in your marketing materials with the level of experience that you do have, then getting that first customer won't seem as scary when you do some of those other things, like, you know, having other people experience your services. So, Gail, I hope that was helpful to you. Thank you so much for submitting that. Let's see. And by the way, we may get done a little early, so I may open up the lines and ask any questions. If anybody has any questions, we can take any questions for those of you that are on the call. Let's see. Next question is from Srinivasario. I hope I pronounced your name right. You bring in clients, but you have a problem with sustaining your business. The first question I would ask is your lead generation system set up? When your lead generation system is set up, and there's, if you're working through the self-study program, then that's the template that is in the back, in the resources binder, in the resources Rolodex, and that will show you step by step of how to set up your resources Rolodex, or your resources, your lead generation system. that's really key. Why? Because your lead generation system is the very first step that people will have in doing business with you. It also pre-qualifies your prospects. So either they opt in or they don't and they go away, and that's okay, because you want your ideal prospects to go through the system. And your lead generation system, when set up, will automatically bring in pre-qualified prospects. That will fill your prospect pipeline. The other piece of sustaining business is your referral systems. So are your referral systems in place? And so what does that look like? Well, when you're going to networking, are you also following up with people after the fact? Are you sending them to your lead generation system if they're a potential prospect? Are you creating a referral group of people that have the same target market as you, or a hub, and that can help contribute and send referrals your way? So make sure your referral marketing is consistent. And a hub is, you know, people that serve the same target market that you do and that agree to meet on a regular basis. They are essentially your sales force, you know, because they say, yes, I'm going to be invested in coming to these meetings. We're going to meet every other week or every month. Every other week is preferred, but at a minimum. And they get to know your business. It's easy to bring you up in conversation. Why? Because they serve the same target market that you do. And they're invested. They're invested in the time, and they get to know you. And referrals are all about relationships. Business is all about relationships. And so when you include people in your hub that you work with, again, they become your sales force. Referral systems that are also set up will help you also grow your influence. So make sure that you're networking with people that stretch you a little bit, right? That you're cultivating relationships with that next level. So number one, you know, in sustaining business is your lead generation system. Number two, your referral systems. Number three, your follow-up systems. So whether that's referrals, prospects, and your clients. And a lot of people forget, you know, hey, I've got clients, but what they forget about is what is their system, not only for staying in touch with their clients, but in also asking referrals from their existing clients. These are people that are working with you, that like you, that have a relationship with you. So you want to make sure that every once in a while you're saying, hey, I grow my business through referrals. Do you have anybody, you know, any one that you know in this category? And then, you know, be very specific about who your ideal client is, and say, you know, would love a referral from you. So what are those follow-up systems that you have? Number four, you want to have your different accounting systems. So if you're too bogged down in the day-to-day accounting systems of entering stuff in, maybe you have somebody else do that so you can market and really sustain your business and spend your time on the revenue-generating activities. And number the fifth tip that I have is structuring the way you work, the systematic way that you work. So sometimes when to sustain your business, you've got to reformat the way that you work. And you know, this is sometimes an evolution, and sometimes it's just refocusing how you're spending your time. Every single networking piece that you go to, every single networking event that you go to, should have one of two things in mind. Number one, am I going to meet my ideal clients at this event? And number two, am I going to be meeting referral sources that can introduce me to the people that I want to meet, to my ideal clients? And I say that because I hear so many times people say, oh, I'm networking like crazy. And they may be networking like crazy, but they're networking in all the wrong places. They're networking in places they would never find their ideal clients. And they realize that as soon as they ask themselves those questions. So it's not about being busy. It's about being strategic about where you spend your time so that you are sustaining your business. You are creating systems that sometimes they work through automation, and sometimes they're internal systems you create for yourself, so you create more space in your calendar so that you spend it on the revenue-generating activities. So that is my, you know, quick and dirty top five things to look at sustaining your business. So there may be more systems to have in your business to fill that prospect pipeline. So I hope that was helpful. And the next question, I'm thinking of doing teleseminars. What are the top things to remember when getting started? And this is from Patricia. Thank you, Patricia, for submitting your question. This is a really great question because so many people want to get on teleseminars. The quick and easy thing is, number one, you want to conduct your teleseminar with your end in mind. And what does that mean? I will always ask a client when we're in a laser coaching call, okay, folks, you want to do teleseminars, well, why do you want to do that? And they kind of stumble through it. You know, you're going to do teleseminars for one of a couple reasons, or all of them. Number one, is it to build your list? Is it to then eventually give them high content and high value? And at the end, there's an intention or an upsell into a program, a live program. Is teleseminars part of your revenue model? Meaning you're going to do a teleseminar, but you're going to charge for it. So is it free to generate new prospects, or is it going to be paid? And what's the end result? What do you want the end result to be? Where are you taking them? So all those questions really have to be answered ahead of time when you're thinking about a teleseminar. One big mistake, too, that I made, one of my clients made early on when doing a teleseminar is she put the teleseminar information up, including the access codes, so that she ended up not getting any information from anybody to market in the future. So one of the key things is how you structure, not only what is the purpose of that teleseminar, number one, number two, how are you structuring that so that you do get leads regardless is if you're charging or if it's free as a high content to your community. But really understand that purpose, all right? And then what's the transformation you're going to provide? At the end of that teleseminar, if your intention is to give a high-content teleseminar, what is the transformation during that teleseminar they're going to get? Because you're going to use that in your marketing. What are you going to cover? What tips are you going to give? What's going to happen as a result of coming on that teleseminar, whether it's free or paid? You're going to need to know that anyway. And then if it's free, what are you upselling into? And the reason you want to know the end in mind is so you can reverse engineer your talk on the teleseminar. Got to know what are you enrolling them into. But then, of course, you want to schedule it. You can use some of the free services that are out there. Make sure you record it. Why do you want to record it? You want to record it so that you can send it to the replay, because how many people that are actually registered for your teleseminar are going to show up on the live teleseminar date? Maybe 30%. Maybe 30% of those people that are registered will show up. Because why? Well, stuff happens. You know, they couldn't get on the line. You might have technical difficulties. They may have had to get off the line early. There are just a number of things. So you want to send them the replay. So you want to record it. And or you can use that later. Say it's a free teleseminar. You can use that later to maybe sell, give away, you know, use as a product later in a giveaway. There's a lot of uses once you record it. Record it once, maybe it sells over and over. And then, of course, you have to market and get people on your teleseminar. But when you're thinking of doing teleseminars, those are some of the top things to remember in doing that. So I could go on and on about that, by the way. but I have done a business accelerator call on teleseminars. So tap into the audio library under Business Accelerator Calls, and I've done a whole series on that, just like I did one on radio shows and I've done them on a lot of different where we really dive deeper into the segment. But I'm going to, so Patricia, I hope that answers your question about doing teleseminars, and I'm going to open the line to see if there's any questions that anybody has for just a second, and let's see here. So if you have any background noise, make sure that you also put your phone on mute. We'll try this and see if this works. So does anybody have a question that they want to ask?
I have a question.
Sure.
This is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey. I was wondering if you could please repeat the Laura Rubenstein dates for the Pinterest and Facebook.
You betcha.
I missed them.
Pinterest is going to be March 14th, the second Tuesday of the month, I think. Let's see, March 12th, I'm sorry, that's March 12th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then the Facebook is going to be April the 9th, also at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And those are the Business Accelerator Calls. So Business Accelerator Calls always happen on the second Tuesday of each month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember, I do record them, and they are then put in within 24 hours in the audio library under Business Accelerator Calls.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have any other questions?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Let's see, does anybody else have any other any questions today? Everybody's quiet. Nobody wants to ask any questions. That's okay. I'm going to put you on presentation mode again. I appreciate everybody being here. Let's see. I also want to go through some of the other calls that we're going to have, the Business Accelerator call, so that you can put them in your calendar. And just so everybody knows, you can also get a listing of all of the Business Accelerator calls, since we're on this topic, under announcements in the membership site. So if you just go under announcements, you can see them all there. We're going to have, as I said, in March, Pinterest for Business. April is Facebook Strategies. Again, both of those with social media expert Laura Rubenstein. In May 14th, we're going to have Manifest Leads Out of Thin Air by lead generation expert Jane Birch. In June 11th, we have Mastering Influence, How to Become a Highly Paid Expert in Your Field of Work by Teresa de Grobois, who is the founder of the Evolutionary Business Council. You'll love that one. Again, that's June 11th. July 9th is The Business of Self-Forgiveness, Overcoming Marketing Mistakes by six-time Emmy Award-winning TV producer Sean DuPerrin and my mastermind partner, along with Teresa de Grobois, is also a mastermind partner. August 13th is going to be Remove Your Blocks So Your Finances Rock, and it's by world-renowned hypnotherapist Jen August. Awesome. This is really going to be, you definitely want to be on this one on August 13th. September 10th, we're going to, it's actually going to be a little different. Instead of a teleseminar, we're going to have a webinar, and that is going to be How to Be Googlicious by the web traffic guy Janik Mehta. And again, this is a webinar. We'll give you more information as we get closer to this that event in September 10th. So that's a Business Accelerator call. All these are Business Accelerator calls, so you just tap into them through your computer or the phone. October 8th is the Total Marketing Control, How to At Least Double Your Marketing Profits in 60 Days or Less Guaranteed. And this is going to be by direct response marketing guru Derek Freund. And so he's going to give a lot of really great tips on direct marketing. You know, a lot of what people do is they end up with a lot of online stuff, but they're really not mirroring or even taking advantage of the offline, the direct marketing. And so Derek is going to share with us more about how to really take your marketing even offline and rev it up. So that's going to be a very interesting Business Accelerator call. November 12th, we're going to have Maximizing LinkedIn by internationally recognized LinkedIn expert Nathan Kiesman. So for those of you, so I think we've pretty much covered Pinterest, Facebook, and now LinkedIn this year. So we'll have to have a YouTube expert or something. Oh, and by the way, and in December, of course, my other mastermind partner, the best-selling author, Marilyn Settle, who's going to talk about Succeed Now, Subtle Shifts for Breakthrough Results, and that'll be a really nice way to round out 2013. By the way, I'm already booking into 2014, and I'm so excited. I don't have confirmation yet, but January's is of 2014 is going to be fabulous, so stay tuned for that. Tomorrow, Wednesday, I also have Miss Krizia. She is a video marketing expert, and she's going to be on my Navigating Change radio show. So I would love for you to join us live if you can on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/navigating_change. And then and listen into that, because I know a lot of you will just love that. Let's see what else we got here. Any other calls? I don't think so, but I wanted to also, I kind of knew this was going to be a short program because we didn't get a lot of questions today, but I also want to, again, remind you of next month. Come on onto the call. And also, for those of you who may have joined us later, remember we are starting this year the Influencers Exchange in the Success Circle. What that means is these are going to be calls that you can come on to really exponentially grow your network, your influence, and put your referral marketing on steroids. Each Each session, we're going to have a tip on referral marketing. And also you get to do a roundtable with the people that are on the call, and it's just a really wonderful way to grow your network throughout the world. So again, I want to thank everybody for coming on the Q&A call today. And remember that you can always submit your questions to info@accelerateassociates.com. Thanks again, everybody, for coming on the call. And until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.